Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, the Jewish community in Barbados. On this day, January 21st in the year 1951, an article in the Barbados Advocate highlighted the Jewish community in Barbados. The article indicated that at the time, the community numbered 100. While the presence of Jewish people in Barbados dates back to the 1600s, there are a number of factors over the centuries that have resulted in the decline in numbers. The original Jewish people to reside on this island were from the Sephardic sect. Their journey started due to religious persecution on the Iberian Peninsula, where Spain and Portugal are located. This persecution was the Spanish Inquisition, which started in 1478, where, as a Catholic nation, the intent was to suppress all non-Catholic religious practices. During this time, many Jewish people were killed, while others relocated across the world. By the 1600s, after being displaced from Brazil by Portugal, some Sephardic Jews sought refuge in Barbados. In 1654, the original synagogue was constructed. However, by 1929, emigration and assimilation contributed to the decline of the Sephardic Jews on the island, and the synagogue was sold when the last surviving Sephardic Jewish person and descendant of those that came out of Brazil also left Barbados. In 1932, the Ashkenazi Jews of Eastern Europe arrived when Moses Altman, his niece Dinah Maas, and her husband Moses Maas, all of Poland, traveled to Barbados. They came seeking refuge from the harsh economic conditions and anti-Semitic climate in Europe. By 1940, 37 others had joined, bringing their numbers to 40. As peddlers who later developed into merchants, they pioneered businesses like the Jubilee Store on High Street and later the Modern Dress Shop on Broad Street, both owned by Joseph and Sarah Crindler. Then, according to the newspaper report, pioneering new industries like the Reliance Shirt Factory and the West Indian Knitting Mills Limited were also established. Such was the impact and activity of the Jewish related to commerce in the area that Swan Street was also referred to as Jew Street. Continued development saw the start of the restoration of the synagogue in 1986, which was completed a year later. The mikveh was unearthed in 2008, and the museum restored and opened in 2009. On this day, January 21st in the year 1951, the article published in the Barbados Advocate focused on the Jewish community in Barbados. It highlighted the dwindling numbers and chronicled their successful movement from places of origin to this island and the advancements they made in recreating their lives here. As a result, the piece showcased the resilience of the Jewish community, which has served to preserve their heritage in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.